Hi, my name's Sandy and I teach English. I've just moved to Sevastopol in Ukraine. And when I say just, I mean 8 days ago. I moved last Wednesday. Before I came, I had 2 months collecting all of the documents and applying for my visa. I had to go down to London twice to get my visa. When I got here, I still had and have a lot of paperwork that I need to do. But luckily, Olga, my new manager, is very helpful and is translating everything that needs to be translated. To be able to get my work visa for 1 year, I still need to get a social security number and a residency permit. I wouldn't be able to do this without Olga's help. There's no way that I would be able to understand anything that I need to be able to work here. So having somebody in the country who understands the system and who can work with all the bureaucracy is so helpful. I've lived in quite a few different countries, but this is the first place where I've needed a visa, and it's a difficult process. But once you do live in a foreign country, it is an amazing experience. Of course, there's always the language barrier. I don't speak any Russian well. I speak the Russian that I've learnt over the last 6 weeks or so, but that's very, very little. And a lot of the time I feel very helpless at the moment. So even when I go to a restaurant, I can't order food. I need Olga's help still. I've been trying to learn the words for food because I think that's the most important thing you need when you go to a new country. It's great to be able to say what your name is and what your address is, but really what you need to be able to do is say, I want this food, feed me please. I love living in foreign countries, but the first month or so is quite difficult while you try to get used to everything. I'm looking forward to the rest of my time in Sevastopol. At the moment, my contract is for 1 year, but probably I'll be here for much longer. And I think that it will be a great experience. So even though it's been difficult to start with, I know it will be worth it in the end.